Curtis, and their name says it all. 350 parts per million is where we should be for a safe level of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Instead, we are, approaching 400 in the Arctic. So, Daniel Kessler, are you with us?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Quickly, just tell us about what your focus is in these last couple of months leading up to the election to try to get more Americans aware of the fact that we cannot afford to elect anyone who doesn't understand what we're up against in terms of our rapidly declining climate.
Well, the last few months have been pretty interesting because Mitt Romney and President Obama have hit the campaign trail and been talking to campaign audiences around the country and, of course, to the entire country and TV and through their website and all that. And what we haven't seen very much of is conversation about climate change. And that's at a time when half the country is in drought and we broke 3,100 temperature records in June, and July is the hottest July on record. So, we've been doing everything we can to get the candidates to step up to this challenge. We, we did a lot last year with the Keystone XL protest in front of the White House, mm-hmm. bringing our climate message straight to the president. And this fall, or I should say this summer and this fall, we've been looking more towards Mitt Romney. His positions on climate change are a little more cloudy. So we're trying to get some more clarity on where Mitt is on climate change.
Well, his 21-page energy report of his policy, what he would do, does not include climate change, I understand, but it does talk about oil a lot. Does that give us an indication?
Yeah. Well, there's definitely a lot of hints that Mitt Romney would be very friendly to the oil and gas industry if he was elected. I mean, he said that he wants to restrict the EPA's authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. He said that he wouldn't increase fuel efficiency for automobiles like President Obama just did yesterday. He said that that a cap and trade policy is basically a kind of a giveaway to special interests and bad economic policy. So, we've definitely got hints from Mitt Romney where he is, but what he hasn't really done is come out and say definitively where he is on climate change. He's been very wishy-washy. So if you go to 350.org, you can sign a petition asking Mitt Romney to come clean, tell us what he thinks about climate change, tell us if he really thinks that humans are causing it, and if so, what he plans to do about it. And once we get a lot of people to sign that, we're going to bring the petition straight to his headquarters in Boston.
That sounds great. And we got word of this right in the middle of Al Gore's climate training, 3 days of, urgency and dire consequences if we don't wake up to climate. So it was particularly jarring to see that nothing was mentioned in Romney's energy report about climate change. So it just shows you what a disconnect we are dealing with here. Daniel Kessler, thanks so much. And thank you to the good folks at 350.org for the continuing great work. That does it for this edition of The Green Front. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Go to thegreenfront.com if you'd like to hear the entire show, or also PRN.fm.